Welcome to Vitalita Health. I'm Lisa Henderson, a registered dietitian nutritionist and a proud Gen Xer. If you're a Gen Xer, you've landed in the right place. I created this podcast specifically with you in mind, to provide you with current high-quality information about healthy aging and healthy living during this busy time in your life. In this show, we'll approach health from a whole person perspective, and we'll discuss a variety of health topics, from nutrition and exercise, to managing stress and emotions, to sleep, cognitive health, and beyond. We'll also discuss strategies for preventing or managing chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and obesity, just to name a few. Before we jump in, just a quick reminder to subscribe or follow this show so you don't miss an episode. Also, please rate, review, or share this podcast with friends or family who might benefit from it. So today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, healthy fats, and specifically omega-3 fats. But first, I want to remind you to show your support for the show. You can do that in a variety of ways by subscribing, rating, reviewing, or sharing this podcast. I'm a one-woman show here, and I wear many hats, literally, from hosting, editing, producing, marketing. I do it all. And I really strive to provide you with the very best content of high-quality, solid information. And I need your help with spreading the word about this podcast so more people can discover it and benefit from it. So if you know someone who could benefit from it, please share this podcast with them. I greatly appreciate it. So now let's talk about omega-3s. I wanted to focus on omega-3 fatty acids today because they are such an important part of a heart-healthy diet, and yet I think there is definitely some confusion around them. So I wanted to clarify this for you and clear up any confusion. You're probably asking yourself, why should I be making an effort to include them in my diet? What's so important about them? So today I'm going to talk about their multiple health benefits, the different types. There are 3 main types of omega-3s. Also, which foods and supplements are good sources of each, and how many omega-3 fats you should aim to get each week. I've been interested in omega-3 fats since graduate school, and I also chose to focus my final dietitian internship research project on looking at research on omega-3 fats. So I'm a little bit more familiar with and more interested in this particular topic than some dietitians are. So what are they? Omega-3 fatty acids are a type of polyunsaturated fat that, based on a large body of research, are widely considered to be a healthy type of fat and definitely a better option than saturated fats. Having a moderate intake of fats in your overall diet is important for a balanced diet and also for weight management. Fats fill a variety of roles in the healthy functioning of your body, such as in your heart, brain, and your cells. And fats also add a certain level of satisfaction or satiety when you're having them in a meal. But all fats are also high in calories. So the Goldilocks rule applies for fats. You want a moderate amount of fats that's just right, not too little, not too much. There are a few different types of omega-3s. There's EPA, there's DHA, and there's ALA. EPA and DHA are like best buddies. They're often found together. ALA is found in certain plant foods, and a small proportion of ALA is actually transformed into EPA-DHA when it's metabolized. All 3 of them are healthy fats, and it's a smart idea to include all of them in your diet on a regular basis. Eating them in place of foods that are high in saturated or trans fats would be a big step forward in boosting your health. So what are the health benefits of omega-3s? They support heart health. They have cardioprotective effects. They reduce heart disease and decrease the risk of heart attack or arrhythmia. They improve cholesterol and lower triglycerides. They also support cognitive health and brain health. They have beneficial effects on mood and depression, especially EPA. They are anti-inflammatory. They decrease inflammation in the body, which is a major driver of chronic disease. They're essential for the proper development of a fetus during pregnancy, in particular EPA and DHA. So it's a really good idea for women who are pregnant or trying to become pregnant to be mindful about incorporating EPA and DHA into their diet. And omega-3s are also healthy fats that your body can use as fuel. So which foods and supplements are good sources of omega-3 fats? So for EPA and DHA, some good sources are cold water fatty fish, like salmon, sardines, anchovies, herring, trout, other types of seafood like mussels, oysters, and Dungeness crab. And with these types of fish and seafood, you do want to go wild. Wild sources of these varieties of fish and seafood tend to have higher levels of omega-3 fats rather than farm fish. And for supplements for EPA and DHA, you can find that in fish oil, cod liver oil, krill oil, and for vegans, there's algae oil that contains omega-3s. And you always want to buy a high-quality supplement from a trusted brand. And for EPA and DHA omega-3s, you can also consider canned varieties for convenience and also to save money. So check out the aisle of your grocery store that has the canned tuna. This is where you'll also discover many of the varieties I mentioned earlier. By the way, canned tuna is also a good source of omega-3s, but because it tends to be a little higher in mercury, you might limit canned tuna to once a week. So how about ALA? What are some good food sources of ALA? So nuts and seeds, some of those are really good sources, like ground flaxseed, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, walnuts. Some other good sources of ALA are flaxseed oil or canola oil, and soybeans are good sources as well. So how many omega-3 fats should I have daily or weekly? And these recommendations that I'm going to give you are for generally healthy people and for those that don't have a fish or a seafood allergy. If you're on any medications or have any health conditions, you want to check with your physician or other trusted health professional before taking a supplement. So for ALA foods, you want to include them in your diet on a regular basis, on a daily basis. For EPA and DHA, there's a couple of different strategies. Some people have an allergy to fish, or they just don't like fish, or they don't want to take a supplement. So for those people, I would recommend getting 8 to 12 ounces a week of some of the fish or seafood that I mentioned earlier that are good sources of omega-3s and that are low in mercury or other toxins. And if you want to go the supplement route, you can think about getting 1 to 2 grams, which is 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams daily from a supplement. And finally, I wanted to give you some trusted, helpful resources to help you find safe, sustainable foods that are rich in omega-3 fats. I was kind of bummed to learn that ahi tuna is actually to be avoided, so I'll be choosing a different variety of fish for my next poke bowl. So these resources are also listed in the show notes with links. So some good resources are the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, which is an environmentally sustainable seafood guide. Another good one is the Natural Resources Defense Council Smart Seafood Buying Guide. That has information on sustainability and also mercury levels. And another good guide is the FDA's guide for eating fish for pregnancy or breastfeeding, and also for children ages 1 to 11. I hope you learned something new from this episode. If you enjoyed it, I would love it if you would leave me a 5-star review. As a reminder, you can visit my website, vitalitahealth.com. That's VITALITA, health.com, to listen directly to my podcast episodes, to read my blog on nutrition and health, and to learn more about me. In addition, I started a Facebook page for this podcast as a way to engage with my listeners and provide you with updates. So I encourage you to check that out and follow this page. Also, feel free to contact me directly at vitalitahealth@gmail.com. I hope you have an amazing week. See you right back here next week. This podcast discusses wellness strategies for health in an informational and educational manner only, with information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. This podcast is not intended to replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury. You should consult a physician or other trusted healthcare professional before adopting any of the suggestions in this podcast. Neither myself, Lisa Henderson, or Vitalita Health accept any liability for any loss, damage, illness, or injury.